This is, it's insanity at the worst. I think I've seen it in my life.
Hey, at least
today
don't worry about lines.
Is March 9th, Barbie Day. On this date in 1959, the Barbie doll made its debut. Barbie looks pretty good for her age. Although, I heard she had a lot of work done. Look at her. She's all plastic. Happy Barbie Day.
This thing is nuts, man.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Hey, America.
Break your butt up.
It's 4.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. Record-setting losses on Wall Street. The Dow plunging 2,014 points amid escalating fears about the coronavirus. The S&P off 226. The NASDAQ down 625.
All major U.S. benchmarks closing well over 7% lower with the Dow. Talk about a historic day here. The fact that you had circuit halters that paused all markets here in the United States when they dropped off of the S&P 500 down 7%.
Christina Partsenevelis with Fox Business Network. President Trump huddling with advisors as Democrats criticize the White House response.
The best way to deal with the problem here, health and economic, is to address the problem head on.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, some congressional offices could close this week.
Yeah.
America's
close
listening
his.
To
He's
Fox
a jack-off,
News.
Okay? That's Chuck Schumer I'm talking about, the guy that threatened the Supreme Court. What an a-hole.
The debut of No Time to Die has been delayed till November because there's something else in theaters right now. It's hiding in the cup holder. It's embedded in the seat. It's all over the sticky floor. It's coronavirus. Never has there been a better excuse not to share your popcorn as you lick your buttery fingers and reach back into the bucket. And when you recline your seat, you'll already be in a comfortable position to hack up a lung. Coronavirus, from the makers of Contagion, World War Z, and the Wuhan market, infecting a theater near you.
Well, I can tell there's a lot of concern on Facebook over this. Yeah, I'm trying to assert a calm demeanor. I'm trying to show you that we've been down this before in this country and as human beings. 100 years ago, the influenza, they called it the Spanish flu. Of course, they would never do that today because that would be racist. But it was called the Spanish flu in 1918 and 19. And they were taking carts down the street of American cities and throwing the bodies on them because so many people were dying from that because we had no way to treat it. We didn't know about germs. They're acting like this is worse than that.
Well, and you notice that Fox, in all of their reporting about the Dow, did not mention one thing about the oil kerfuffle between Russia and Saudi Arabia.
I have to fault the president on this one specifically. I don't want to see a tweet about Saudi Arabia and Russia arguing over the price and flow of oil. He needs to get on the tube. He needs to look the camera in the eye and say, cut the crap, media. Quit scaring people. Let's all be more diligent. Let's all do what we can in the way of prevention. But the market today had more to do with that than anything else. The Saudi Arabian.
Yes, and they didn't say a word about it.
So don't put it on Twitter, because I got news for you. Most of America is not on Twitter. Most of America could care less about Twitter. You cannot be perceived as not standing up to this or seeing it. Your words will mean a lot more if they come straight from your mouth.
What do you think the chances are that he's going to say something about it and during this conference that they're fixing to have?
I hope he kicks ass.
You know, I mean...
You know what? Because if he says, look, you are doing everything you can to scare America with this. Should we be more diligent? Yes, absolutely. And then use the statistical comps to show people, look, you know, these things mutate and happen almost annually. And many times they have, of course, he wasn't in office, but in the past they would they would kind of whip up some fear. Get your flu shot because the whatever pandemic they were talking about. And generally, most of them were never nearly as bad as they predicted.
Next time you're in a line and it's really long, just start coughing a little extra. See where the line goes.
I saw the funniest. There's a lot of memes out there, as Dana and Jacqueline like to call them. The funniest was a guy who had been pulled over by a cop, and he was holding up, "I have the coronavirus" sign to his window. But again, it's the coronavirus, not what's something that gives you instant death?
The Black Plague.
The Black Plague. Well, that's racist, too.
Oh.
We have to go back and fix that one.
It's the Rat Plague.
The Rat Plague. Well, that's pretty much how the Black Plague was spread.
Yeah, let's kill all the cats.
The Bubonic Plague.
I had the Bubonic Plague. See, most people are so ignorant on history, that wouldn't mean anything to them. Tommy is on the line, 27292.
Did you guys hear the report? I can't even remember where I heard it. I was out of town this morning. They have zero deaths in South Korea of anybody under the age of 40, and then Japan under the age of 50 from this. And then kids aren't catching it.
No, it's...
I'm glad you said that. Makes me feel better.
Well, and the point I'm making is if you lived in a godless society of communism and you wanted to put an end to an older generation that's no longer working, is this what you do?
That makes sense.
Yeah, you know what? That's exactly the point. I mean, we just had Bernie say unequivocally recently that if you're 95 and you need, you got cancer, we'll just send you home. That's the party that cares.
Well, and when they started the assisted suicide in California, the thing that scares the left is the fact that it's their people that are taking advantage of it because they have no belief in God.
You want to hear how crazy it is? I just got this note from the Cronins of North Carolina. Fear grips U.S. Bottles of hand sanitizer go on sale for $600.
Now, that person ought to be prosecuted.
Yeah. I mean, they do that after hurricanes when an $800 generator is sold for $5,000, you know, stuff like that. There's always somebody out. That's why, who's the first in whenever there's a tragedy? The looters. That's absolutely insane. But you're right.
We'll find out one day that it is the communist government trying to put an end to all the dregs on their so-called dregs on their society.
That's how it works. And still, only 2% live decently. The rest, well, the government gives you an allowance just like they want. You can get your health care if you're willing to wait and all of that. That's why there's so many modern new cars in Havana, Cuba. Appreciate the call. Yeah, the Havana rush hour looks like the parking lot of Chappie's on Saturday morning.
That's awesome in a bad way.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Because, I mean, I love the cars, but it's sad. I eBayed hand sanitizer to see if we can get some for a reasonable price, and you can. You can get a jug for like $10. Just checking. You know. Hey.
On eBay?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, not everybody's an idiot. It just looks like it.
All right, I am posting that story. Thank you, Karen. This is just crazy. I've almost devoted my Facebook page to trying to get people to share stuff that will calm some of this insanity down.
I feel like most people know, because what I've been reading on mine is jokes, memes that are making fun of it. Nobody is very out there in your face, like, believing it, I think. That's what it seems like from the outside. Of Facebook.
God, there's some good, I guess, Brenda Mills, you do some good stuff on my Facebook page. Look at that comparison between that old gray-haired monkey and Bernie and Joe Biden saying, "I am the only candidate who can beat George Washington."
Oh, man.
But again, he and Bernie have been in Washington for 80 years. More than 80 years combined.
800.
Yeah. And what did they do all that time? macerate their strawberries behind closed doors? Seriously, that's our euphemism for that particular activity.
I'm not going to say that, but it's probably a good smoothie.
Meantime, the media is working feverishly to incite this.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk.
See, you soak the bread and milk.
I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God, I gotta get the bread and milk.
And then you wash your hands with it.
I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk.
Don't forget the hand sanitizer.
They said snow. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God.
It's the end of the world.
No, it's the end of the Trump presidency.
So you dip
so the
bread.
So the president is going to talk, right?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. You dip the bread in the milk, and then you smack yourself in the face with it.
Yeah, you may as well. I mean...
Ta-da, it works.
It's kind of a nice... It's very refreshing.
And just see if it sticks.
Sticks!
Hey, we're getting stuff done over here.
Oh, yeah, you are. In your rosy
riveter. Line one is ringing.
Oh.
So Rich and I, we're going to do infusion. Now, that's something you should do, period, because that will boost your immune system. They have an IV for that. We're going to do ours tomorrow around 1:45. If you've never done an IV, schedule yours around that time. We'd love to sit and chat with you. It's so easy to do. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka is a company that is devoted to, you think, you know, you got the flu. Yeah, that's tough. How would you like to be missing a leg or a limb or have damage to your nervous system that prohibits you from living a normal life? That's a problem. Those are situations that Gulf States Mobility deals with on a daily basis. Unfortunately, life deals those bad hands to people. When it happens, Gulf States Mobility is best prepared to step into a situation and begin the process of choice restoration. Because people who find themselves in this limited life situation want to do as much for themselves as they can. They don't want to be dependent. That's really the most important thing that they work with at Gulf States. Returning to a home that they want to stay in. So Gulf States Mobility makes sure that they can access all parts of it safely without further risk to whatever the injury happens to be. Creating devices for customized motorized equipment to enable people to do things for themselves. That's really what it's all about, including driving. They're called VIM vehicles, available with very friendly long-term loan arrangements equipped with digital technologies at Gulf States Mobility that have allowed people to resume driving when they were told by a doctor that was off the table. Gulf States Mobility works hard to put things like that back on the table for people. 514-6590 is their number. Please look them up and like them on Facebook as we say good afternoon to Richard. And say goodbye to Richard.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive. 715 Madison Avenue.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams.
Montgomery Public School leaders are proud to be turning a new leaf after regaining its full accreditation status. The good news was the purpose of a special called board meeting today after nearly 2 years of its accreditation status being under review. Plus, Montgomery police say they are conducting a death investigation after a fatal shooting early this morning. Police say at about 2:45, they responded to the 900 block of West South Boulevard after getting a report of a person shot. And lawyers for an Alabama sheriff seeking a delay in his theft trial falsely claimed the officer was being tested for the illness caused by the coronavirus. With Limestone County Sheriff Mike Blakely set to go on trial Monday on felony charges, his attorneys told a judge he was hospitalized and being tested for the COVID-19 disease. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Once again, this week we have a series of storm systems that'll be cruising through the area, and more rain is in the forecast. I think the evening is dry tonight, but scattered showers are possible well after midnight in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature 56. Tomorrow, scattered showers around from time to time. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. Well, high temperature in the low 70s tomorrow. I think we'll be in the mid-70s Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, and the risk for more scattered showers perhaps on Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Brad McDonald will join us at the usual time, 5:10. James has joined us on the phone. James, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg. I don't know how we ended up in, as far as stats goes, with the SARS back when we had the epidemic there. I hope you call it an epidemic. But if you could get any kind of stats out on that, I sure would appreciate it. Like in the flu season of 17 and 18, we had 55 or 60,000 people die just from the normal flu season in general. But anyway, if you can put anything out about what happened, you know, what our stats was for the story, I would appreciate it.
I will. One of you get on my Facebook page, I had a graph that went back. The worst was the swine in 2009, H1N1, and I got stats on that right at the top from the... Hey, maybe I can pull this up. Maybe there's something here. Poor Greta Thunberg. She's not getting nearly the attention that she's used to now that we have an actual situation. Toilet paper. $3,999, but you get a free 1-carat diamond ring if you will. How are we? Why are people using excess toilet paper?
That's a good question.
I think they're worried about
Did our ass get bigger? Do we have more area to cover?
I think they're worried about the supply chain.
You just need to swap to Scott's single ply.
This is how stupid this country can get. Johnny Carson made a joke about it on The Tonight Show back in the early 80s, I think it was, and all of a sudden, every store in the country was out of toilet paper. It's like if you tell a story to one person, and they tell it to, it goes on to 20 other people.
Telephone.
It bears no resemblance to what you originally said. Details get twisted. There's a great episode of Andy Griffith on that, by the way. Barney cuts his finger cleaning his gun. Andy goes to the drugstore to get some antiseptic for it, and Aunt B is there with some other big mouth broad woman. Excuse me.
Ooh, well, Rosie the Riveter, rivet your face.
I know. I just got riveted.
We can do this.
By the time you know 2 or 3 hours have passed, the Undertaker is showing up at the sheriff's office, ready to claim Barney's body because the as the rumor spread, he got shot and then he killed himself. You know, but that's in a way that's exactly what's happening now. I want to look at my buddy Don Server's blog. Never Trump pins its hope on coronavirus. They're celebrating this, folks. They want Trump out bad enough. They want to destroy our lives, destroy the economy, whatever it takes, so they can go back to pilfering our pockets. It's disgusting. In fact, I don't think we're, you know, it's disgusting. I don't think we'll have time to roll call.
What?
No. Yes, we will.
Oh, well, then I guess we will.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a new accident, Eastern Boulevard at Executive Park. This is going to be just up from the Troy Highway, East South Boulevard intersection. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We are still very congested on the East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, East Boulevard from Wears Ferry Road to the Wetumpka Highway. A lot of congestion there. Taylor Road from Vaughn all the way over to Atlanta Highway. There's some congestion there, and the 31s are all beginning to get busy. I-65 and 85, we've got moderate to heavy at times traffic through downtown Montgomery. Everything seems to be moving along there, though, at the speed limit. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Introducing Trailer Trash Barbie. Now every girl can live the fantasy of ignorance and poverty with her special trailer park friend.
Every Trailer Trash Barbie comes complete with two packs of Marlboro Lights for Barbie's smoking pleasure, a bottle of drugstore brand scotch to refresh Barbie during her busy day of bitching, stinking, and watching TV. Trailer Trash Barbie comes with platinum blonde hair with black roots showing, blue eyeshadow, and cocoa beige colored teeth. Plus, a miracle procreation button. Press button on Barbie's back and she's pregnant again. There's also an action pull string where a Trailer Trash Barbie can say up to 11 phrases, including,
"Oh, damn, constipation again. Where the frig are my cigarettes?"
And more. Barbie Double Wide Dream Trailer with stained carpet, broken steps, and black and white TV sold separately. And coming soon, abusive boyfriend Ken with sour milk breath.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm dying over here.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks in the mud.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
What a bunch of crap.
Cause that's evil.
You silly seltzer.
It's too cold for me.
Are you sure you wanna do that?
Houston, we have a problem.
Could he say, "Hey, hey"?
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Hi-oh!
This is so stupid.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Show us balls.
And I'm not.
You guys
nothing.
Suck.
Believe you me.
Shame does not act as.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Do it live! Alan! Alan! Alan!
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Nothing from nothing beef, nothing.
Yeah, man. You on drugs?
You gotta have something,
yeah.
If you wanna be with me, that's right.
The time has
It's come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
A half second off of the timing, that would have been... I'm expecting some good grades on that.
It's always good.
Wasn't bad.
No.
It's always good.
But no, I'm a little prouder of that one than others.
That beaver fit in there perfectly.
You should be.
Well, there's actually, if you'll remind me to play it the next time you're here, there's a funnier beaver to leave in that slot.
Oh.
And I don't want to name any names.
Hello!
No.
Hello.
You. He was the one. He was the one. Let's see.
I love you, Rosie.
I love you, too. Experience.
You know, the Seth Spotlow experience is with us, and one day our time will come, and we will be greeted.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
That guy with one arm, what happened?
But we still have time to change our ways, don't we?
Yes.
Hey, I was just reading on one of my favorite hobbies, topics, pandemics. The 1918 pandemic. That was the same one that came back almost 100 years later in 2009, the H1N1, or swine flu. There was one in 1957 and 58. I don't recall them trying to throw Eisenhower out of office over that. There was one in 1968 called the H3N2. That was caused by a virus comprised of two genes from an avian influenza A virus. The estimated number of deaths was 1 million worldwide, about 100,000 in the United States. Now, that's most excess deaths were in people 65 and older. And that number goes higher now because 65 used to be considered old. Why today 65 is yesterday's 32. All right, what does my friend Mr. Serber say about this? Judd Gregg, a former Republican senator, declared the coronavirus is here in America. And he's singing the old Ren and Stimpy song, Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy, because he believes this is the big one that will bring the orange man down. For years, he has openly opposed President Trump in a manner that transcends political disagreement, which is the case with most everybody that opposes him. They're nuts. Because he's taking their hands out of our pockets, or trying anyway. There should be no disagreement because President Trump has delivered all the things Republicans have said they wanted. Conservative judges, tax cuts, and the elimination of unnecessary regulation. Greg just hates President Trump, the political is personal liberals, and they're never Trump allies. In a column in The Hill, he said it will bring him down because there's nothing President Trump can do about it. Well, I think many people kind of realize that. It's not like he went and got it on a trip to China and brought it back here and started spreading it. Or he started sneezing on people.
I like Ted Cruz.
There is not a great deal that can be done now. Once Italy became a contagion center for Europe, it was inevitable the virus would have numerous carriers that would end up scattered across Europe. The international economic recession seems likely to follow the shutdown of the second largest economy in the world. But China is showing signs of kind of getting containment on this. As soon as China starts producing again...
If you can believe China.
Well, you can't.
Yeah.
But those who, and look, China really loves Joe Biden. I mean, they've given him a lot of money. Oh, and his little son, Hunter, for his piggy bank. If he can stuff $1.5 billion in hedge fund money into a piggy bank. It looks like it's going to be a perfect political storm with potential devastating consequences for the president and his cult of chanters, now known as the Republican Party. Is that what we are? We're a cult? We're that crazy? That's what they, I think you got the cult going there, Mr., with your Trump derangement syndrome.
I would say so.
That's the most dangerous illness in America right now. It really is. What should we do next?
Well, get to work!
Oh.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve.
resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by LeCroyer's New Year's Resolution Sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at LeCroyer. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylecroyer.com today. That's acbylecroyer.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
License number 84417.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Beatles. You've bought their albums, their CDs, the remasters, the remixes of the remasters. And you bought the 50th anniversary of their final album, Abbey Road.
And in the end.
But now there's more. Capitol Records presents all of the Beatles classics featuring only Paul's bass. Like Come Together. Hear the songs like you've never heard them before. Like Here Comes the Sun. We rang Paul McCartney to get his reaction on this exciting new collection.
Hello, this is Paul McCartney. Please leave a message.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Don't miss out. Get all of the Beatles classics, only played by Paul's bass. Available now from Capitol Records.
Alrighty, it is 4:34 here on Corona Central. We're going to change our call letters to KRNA, I think. Oh, we're on the wrong side of the Mississippi to do that.
Is that how that works?
We're on the W side.
Really?
With a couple of exceptions. KDKA in Pittsburgh was an early station there. I think one of the first in America, 1920.
Uh-huh.
And they still have those call letters.
So west of the Mississippi is K. And then east is W?
It's W for the most part.
Learn something new every day. Wow. You're a good leader. I'll follow you, man.
There you go.
Down those steps. All 17 of them.
I don't want to burst your bubble. I kind of thought you already knew that. But it is kind of a widely known thing. Here is Randall.
How y'all doing today, evening and ladies? I hear you all. Y'all better get a picture of Miss Ozzy on with the red lipstick now. Stick it on Facebook so we can all have a look. See.
Ooh, you can't handle it.
You can't have that to yourself. That ain't right.
And my apron came in handy today, Randall.
Ooh, is that all you got on?
All right, Randall. Knock it off.
Yeah! I'm home. I'm in the wrong business. let me say this about it. It's hard for me to hold on past the 420 song when that man brought up about about it killing older people. And I think they want our minds to go everywhere, people. And on the 420 song, I hope Red Talk has one rolled up every day listening to it. I mean, they ain't no sense, Red Talk. You ain't burning one at 420 on that song.
You know he does.
Yes, that's the easy going. But back to the canary virus. I think they want us to think that it's something to do with the money, the stock market that's falling, and that's the reason. But let me tell you, they got three aircraft carriers over there in China. And one of them has ended up with our electronic magnetic aircraft launching system on it. And let me tell you, they got these J-15 jet fighters that are small, and they can launch them babies so fast, people. It is scary. That's why y'all have heard Donald Trump. I'm sure somebody out there has. He said we should go back to the scene launching system. And he's trying to get the word out. They caught two of these launching systems in Pakistan at a dock on a ship that belonged to J.P. Morgan that was supposed to be, these containers were supposed to be empty, and it's two of them. The Global Times used to have a picture of all three ships on it. They took it down because, see, now a ripple has been put in their plan. And this canola virus, one thing they're not checking, any container ships marked as aid for the thing is okay. They're not checking none of them. And I'm telling you, there is cargo ships going every country. We don't nobody know where them two boxes are. And they got our electronic magnetic system on there. And you can look some of this stuff up on the PLA, Navy Military Study Research Institute. Global Times were big on it, and they don't shut them down.
All right.
I just want to say, y'all, it's still a tight 0018, but, man, love the fourth, man. You're killing it, man. You make me want to go roll one up and just wait on that song now. I love y'all. Thank y'all for making me smile.
All right.
Oh, thank you, Randall.
Thank you for making us smile. Yeah, I've read about the container ships, and it just so happens that the Chinese city of
Hoo-ah!
Where this whole thing started is where they have their pathogen labs. I'm not saying they did it deliberately. We have something coming up that's going to be brand new.
Ooh, it looks good.
I think this is the Corona version of bread and milk. And I hope to God, Mark Cumby, that there's nothing in here I'm going to have to dump. But it looks pretty funny, and we'll have it right at the end of this break. We got to get traffic or local news on Rich's forecast, then we're back.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Around the city, we're not looking too bad except for one little blemish. Eastern Boulevard at Executive Park, we had a minor accident there early. That one could be out of the way, but use caution there. We've got congestion at the East South Boulevard Troy Highway, Norman Bridge, 331. Also congestion on the East Boulevard from Ware's Ferry over to the Wetumpka Highway. Now, of course, the Dozier Road still flooded. Toll Bridge not open today, so we've got a lot of folks making their way around to Emerald Mountain via Redland Road. And a big backup in traffic there and at the River Bridge. I-65 and 85, we've got moderate to heavy traffic at times through downtown Montgomery. But all in all, looking pretty good. Keep it here. We will keep you updated on the ride home. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal, your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun, and admission is free. Cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery Public School leaders are proud to be turning a new leaf after regaining its full accreditation status. The good news was the purpose of a special called board meeting today after nearly 2 years of its accreditation status being under review. Plus, Montgomery police say they are conducting a death investigation after a fatal shooting early this morning. Police say at about 2:45, they responded to the 900 block of West South Boulevard after getting a report of a person shot. And lawyers for an Alabama sheriff seeking a delay in his theft trial falsely claimed the officer was being tested for the illness caused by the coronavirus. With Limestone County Sheriff Mike Blakely set to go on trial Monday on felony charges, his attorneys told a judge he was hospitalized and being tested for the COVID-19 disease. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Once again, this week we have a series of storm systems that'll be cruising through the area, and more rain is in the forecast. I think the evening is dry tonight, but scattered showers are possible well after midnight in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature 56. Tomorrow, scattered showers around from time to time. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. With a high temperature in the low 70s tomorrow. I think we'll be in the mid-70s Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, and the risk for more scattered showers perhaps on Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
500 corona cases. The number has soared. Really? We've been looking, in fact, I mentioned this earlier, and one of our listeners sent me the clip. We needed the counterman to this.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk.
And I think we have it.
I gotta.
We know about the bread and milk.
I gotta get the bread and milk.
We know about the bread and milk. But this is the coronavirus we're talking about.
Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and soap. I gotta get the gloves and soap. I gotta sing happy birthday while washing my hands for 20 seconds. Whose birthday is it? They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and soap. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are there germs in here? How do I drive? Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and the soap. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's totally got to be him.
No, it's the same guy.
Oh, that is so good. And I love it that he has a trash bag on.
I'm sorry?
The bread and milk guy strikes again. All caps.
Oh, I love it.
There's germs in here.
You know what? And that is maybe the most meaningful thing. I still haven't played Dr. Drew yet.
Oh, yeah. And he's the only one that makes any sense. And he's still kind of loony.
He's different.
Yeah.
But he's the one that, come on, people. You know, he's trying to, you know, restore some rational thinking. Because there's really not a whole lot of difference in this situation. But all of a sudden, man, this national obsession. I got to go get the soap and the gloves.
And the toilet paper.
That's exactly how a big chunk of America is acting. And the media is totally responsible for it. They are shameless. And they should rot in hell at some point. Sooner the better.
Karma's a beast.
Mr. Electric delivered that debut to you this afternoon. Mr. Electric was at our house last week. We had some of our exterior lighting stop working. I did not know that water could get into some of those outside fixtures, but that turned out to be the problem, so they replaced the fixtures. They addressed an issue we had with one that wasn't working at all. A couple of other things. I mean, we've had Mr. Electric out several times now to address situations. You'll love them. These are certified master electricians. They are the best of the best. They come out to your house at a specific time. That's when your doorbell's going to ring. If they're supposed to be there at 2. You don't have to worry about them. You be there at 2 to open the door. And then they'll assess the work that you need done, give you an upfront price. That is what you'll pay. They'll clean up any debris when they're done. And all you're left with is a great result you called for in the first place. Electricity for Dummies is not a book you should read. Have people that know what they're doing do any electrical work or repair you need in your home. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, or Mr. Electric of Montgomery.com. 447, and we give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Well, hello. Hey, just wait. This summer, you'll be able to go to any yard sale or any flea market, and they'll be selling toilet paper and gloves and hand sanitizer at a discount because they won't have used it. Oops.
Yeah.
So.
It's, they're just, you know,
it's
wearing
over.
Me out. They're bat crazy.
Yeah.
They really are.
I just wanted to say have a good trip going down to Florida.
Coos
and I share a birthday on Thursday. So
that's right.
I'll remember to say
happy birthday to Master Thespian. And everybody give him a big Warhawk.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome.
Yeah. Guess what Turner Classic Movies had on last week?
They had a bunch of stuff on.
Well, one of your favorite movies of all time, Seven Days in May.
Yes, and I neglected to DVR it, but they run it fairly regularly, so I'll catch it next time.
I DVR'd it. I watched it. It was amazing. It was very, very well done. I was impressed.
Well, the thing that makes that movie so pertinent is we're watching that in real time today.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing about, you know, we don't like what the president's doing, so we're going to take over. It's like, So anyway. All right, well, dude, travel safely. We look forward to having you back.
Happy birthday in advance, Master Thespian.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Ooh, that was a good one. I'm sorry I circumcised it. That hurts.
My God, they said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to get the gloves and soap.
He's so good.
He really is. And the bag makes it even better.
Yeah.
You can't see it, but he does have a trash bag.
Oh, the face. He is the face of so many poor, easily manipulated Americans right now.
All you got to do is go to the store and start coughing and see everybody stare at you.
We'll talk to Brad McDonald. I'm not going to do that. that was a wet one. I popped up a wet one. We used to, that was an ad campaign. Remember that in the 80s?
Yeah. Wait, like a wet nap?
I think that was what it was for.
Oh.
Something that popped up that was wet. I forget. Fox Business next.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages notching the worst one-day drop ever amid concerns about the coronavirus and its impact on the global economy. With the Dow falling 2,014 points, the NASDAQ down 625, S&P 500 down 226. Oil prices sinking to their lowest level since the Gulf War in 1991 as traders bet that a clash between oil giants Saudi Arabia and Russia could flood the world with a glut of crude. The energy sector suffering its worst day in history. Among the biggest losers, ExxonMobil, Chevron, and BP. Investors seeking shelter in government bonds and sending treasury yields to new lows, and bank stocks falling with JP Morgan Chase leading the charge. And cruise stocks continuing their downward spiral after the State Department issued a travel warning. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Three Barsky, invested in you.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of zip lining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
Well.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a brand new way you can say hello. Replacing a handshake, you see your bros. You won't touch any skin. You won't spread a disease. Protected by a shirt and sanitary sleeves. Just bump your arms. Don't give them your hand. A corona pandemic plan. So let's bump our elbows.
We're saying hi.
So let's bump our elbows.
We'll be touching arms.
Bump our elbows.
Stay sanitized.
Bump our elbows.
Bump our elbows.
When we say goodbye.
All right. A tweet from the president. So last year, 37,000 Americans died from the common flu. It averages between 27 and 70,000 per year. Nothing is shut down. Life and the economy go on. At this moment, there are 546 confirmed cases of coronavirus with 22 deaths. Think about that. Well, people with their heads screwed on are. And again, if this ends up helping a lot of people be a little more cautious about personal hygiene, washing hands and all that, that's fine.
There's some gross folks out there.
But destroying the economy, people fighting in the stores over toilet paper or hand sanitizer or any other thing, there's no excuse for that. It's media-driven hysteria.
So sad.
I've never seen anything like this, and it's all about one thing. It's not about coronavirus. It's not about the oil war between Saudi Arabia and Russia. It's about Donald Trump and how much they hate him and the lengths they are willing to go to get him out. And I'm sorry, that's just...
They'll be sorry.
They'll be sorry. How about that?
Yes.
As in Sarzy.
Ah, funny. So
let's listen to a little Dr. Drew. He was on CBS.
So you've seen pandemics over the decades. Yes. How does this one compare with everything?
A bad flu season is 80,000 dead. We've got about 18,000 dead from influenza this year. We have 100 from corona.
Mm-hmm. All right, that doesn't sound like end-of-the-world numbers to me.
Which should you be worried about, influenza or corona? 100 versus 18,000. Right. It's not a trick question. And look, everything that's going on with the New York cleaning the subways and everyone using Clorox wipes and get your flu shot, which should be the other message, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. So I have no problem with the behaviors. What I have a problem with is the panic and the fact that businesses are getting destroyed and people's lives are being upended, not by the virus, but by the panic.
And the panic is a media-driven phenomenon, and again, for one reason and one reason only, get Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not a cult. I, at this point, all I want him to do is keep addressing it head on. You know, make sure that, because the thing that really did Nixon in was when Watergate came along, he became reclusive. And that made him look more suspicious or weaker. In Trump's case, it's not that he's got anything to hide. He just needs to be out in front of it. That's what FDR did so brilliantly in World War II and during the Depression. A lot of his programs were disasters, but he made people feel good. That's really what he needs to do. And call the media out when they're falsifying stuff. I'm sure he's more than capable of having people on hand that can cite specific. There's no confidence in the president, right? What have you done in 40 years, Joe?
Look at all the makeup. You can see the change of color in his face. His cheeks are one color and his front face is a different.
He's had a lot of work. Look at the CBS anchor. Or no, that's a Fox.
His eyes are.
No, yeah. He's had work done. He's had work done since he and Obama were finished. 4:56. This is very tiring. Not doing talk radio, this lunacy. I mean, it was one of the rare times we've had Brant McDonald on in the morning, and he'll be joining us shortly, because the fear-mongering was already evident in the market before it opened. The futures were way down, and some of this is supply chain interruption. This can't go on forever. AOC's sitting relationship with George Soros, like we didn't know that he's her biggest fan. Please. You guys got to start listening to Terry Adams. Of course, he was warning us 5 years ahead about all this, but we're catching up, Terry. We're paying attention. 4:57. We'll check traffic in just a moment. We have more rain coming. If floods haven't gotten your home in a low-lying area, but they do, and not to be an alarmist, but flooring is not something, if your floors get caught in a flood situation, you need that turned around quickly because it represents the danger of mold and other issues. Georgia Floors Direct is best equipped to help families that have a home where there's been flooding and the flooring needs replacement. See Jeff Mallinson and his team if that happens to you. If you just need great flooring, they're so well equipped there now because they absorb the inventory of a place that went out of business. So now they have below wholesale. It's all wholesale, but below wholesale on hundreds of room remnants and other types of flooring. They've got it all from hardwoods to tile to laminate. Their own team of installers who do some, you know, I should put a Facebook post together to show you some of the brilliant things they've done with backsplashes and tile. They're so good at what they do, and you get it at such a great price. So consider them first. I don't think you'll find it necessary to see anybody else. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination in the River Region for over 50 years on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Traffic at 4:58.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we got a bunch of accidents all over East South Boulevard at Executive Park. That minor accident occurred earlier. We're hoping it's out of the way. We have a very congested East South Boulevard, Eastern Boulevard at all the major intersections. Taylor at Vaughan, a new accident there. Taylor Road is congested from Vaughan all the way to the Atlanta Highway. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but everything is rolling along fine on the interstate. Atlanta Highway is heavy outbound, and we've got an accident up in Wetumpka at Jasmine Hill. When you get close to the Wind Creek, Wetumpka, you're going to see the congestion start. It is backed up a good ways there. Please use caution while emergency vehicles work that one. Be safe wherever you are this afternoon. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. Reinhardt Toyota is looking for sales consultants. Write your own paycheck. Applicants must have a clean driving record and be over 21. Call Reinhardt Toyota and become a part of the team.